USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, on Tuesday vowed after the Republican takeover in the next election, there will be real oversight and real subpoenas in the House.
It has been 174 days since my colleagues and I sent a letter to FBI Director Wray asking basic questions about the FBI's involvement in January 6th.
But Gaetz suggested House oversight would fall under their control was cause for much concern on social media. The Biden administration this week signaled it would veto a Senate-led effort to nullify a vaccine mandate for private businesses, even as several Democratic lawmakers suggested they would support the effort. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters on Tuesday that if the bill comes to the president's desk, he will veto it. This is USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Former Trump administration advisor Steve Bannon will stand trial for a contempt of Congress charge.
The former Trump advisor will stand trial starting July 18th. This comes after U.S. District Court Judge Carl Nichols set a date for jury selection to begin. Bannon was indicted after he refused to comply with a White House subpoena as part of a committee investigation into the events of January 6th. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Airline workers and patriots organized near Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport on Friday morning to protest the unconstitutional jab mandate. Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake.
Don't want their bosses telling them what they need to do medically, whether it be anything medically. You know, they don't want to get a vaccine. They should have the option. Last I heard, we're still a free country.
The city of Phoenix subsequently announced it is putting a pause on its vaccine mandate for all federal contract workers that was set to go into effect January 18th. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Omicron variant is less transmissible and not as potent as other COVID-19 variants.
As mainstream media first reported, the Omicron variant of COVID-19 could be more dangerous and contagious, that seems not to be the case. Now that scientists abroad have had a chance to study the variant, reports are it's not as contagious and not as dangerous. Yale University epidemiologist Dr. Harvey Riche on Fox News says a respected French scientist has revealed his findings.
Well, it's a weak variant, and Bourla is wrong about it being more transmissible. It's less transmissible. The fact is that the transmissibility index has been studied by a very smart professor in France, Jacques Fantini, who calculated that its transmissibility is comparable to the alpha and beta variants, and it's about a third of what delta is.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Prior to the jury being seated Tuesday morning, defense attorney Laura Menninger explained to Judge Allison Nathan that overnight at 3:30 a.m., the prosecution disclosed to the defense that Jane, an alleged victim of Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein, who testified last week, had called her brother, Brian, who was scheduled to testify, and gave him a heads up on what to expect. Menninger requested that Brian not testify until they find out exactly what was communicated to him by Jane before he gets on the stand. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.